On June 6, 1944, 160,000 Allied troops invaded a 50-mile stretch of the Normandy coast. It was the start of a long trek across the European continent to defeat Adolf Hitler's troops and liberate Europe. Park City High School assistant band director Brett Hughes says normally a band would apply to perform at the D-Day event. Taking a large group of students to Europe involves significant planning as well as funding.
But we were invited to perform at it based on our performance and our students' professionalism and stuff like that when we were in Pearl Harbor in 2016. We had not intended on traveling this year. We had planned on waiting another couple of years because trips like this are, they're a monster. We talked with Bob O'Connor, who was the principal at Park City High School at the time, and Ember Conley is the superintendent at the time, and said, here's the offer that's on the table. And both of them said, you would be stupid not to take it.
Hughes says they're taking 77 kids. They've worked hard for 2 years and raised money to help pay for the trip.
It's like, you know, right now we've paid off the actual trip itself, but we still are getting ready to incur luggage costs and, you know, gratuities for bus drivers and things like that. And so there's always costs that pop up. So yeah, donations are always welcome. When we went to Hawaii, we spent about $8,000 on luggage costs to get all the instruments and all the luggage to Hawaii and back.
The band will perform 3 days in the Normandy region.
Our town square performance and our parade, we're going to take more of a pop and rock approach and play, you know, tunes people are going to recognize. We're going to play Hey Pachuco and Sir Duke and some of the best hits we've played on the 4th of July parades here over the last 10 years. The two performances at the cemeteries, those actually have a mass band performance. There's 13 bands going from the States.
The night of the 8th, the band goes to Paris for a little sightseeing and another performance.
We do actually have a performance in Paris. The park that sits right next to the Eiffel Tower, we're going to perform in on Monday, June 10th. And do, again, some of the more pop and rock stuff, just a little bit more crowd-pleasing, have some fun style performance.
Hughes says the experience the students had in Pearl Harbor in 2016 was very moving, and he expects the Normandy event will be even more impactful.
First day we were in Hawaii, we actually performed on the dock right next to the USS Missouri. And that overlooks the USS Arizona Memorial. And as the band marched in to perform next to the USS Missouri, the kids will tell you that they had a kind of an epiphany of, oh wow, okay. And they started to understand the weight that was Pearl Harbor and what that meant.
The band will perform a send-off concert on Wednesday, May 29th. Weather permitting, it will be held on Dozier Field at 6:30. And if the weather does not allow them to be outside, they'll take it into the front gymnasium at the high school. The renowned composer John Williams has given special permission for the combined bands to perform an arrangement of the Hymn to the Fallen during the events in Normandy. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.